East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live and direct from East Coast Breakfast, a powerhouse of talent, a king, both on and off the screen, born in the proud town of Impangeni in KwaZulu-Natal. He honed his thespian craft and after carved his name in the world of theater and film and rose through the ranks like a true warrior. Before he wore the crown, he earned the stripes, the grit, the grind, the great. And now, back for round two as the legendary King Shaka in Shaka Ileme Season 2. Make some noise for the pride of Impangeni, the fierce, the focused, the phenomenal Lemogang Tipa! Tipa, Tipa!
I'm ready to go 12 rounds. What an introduction. That was incredible.
Welcome. World title.
Thank you. Thank you, Dohar. I feel very welcomed.
Okay. So in just about a month's time, the next installment of the show that has taken the country by storm, we've been waiting for it. It's our Game of Thrones, Shaka Ilembe Season 2. It's going to premiere on Mzansi Magic on the 15th of June. And we're going to get all the scoop. He's a KZN boy. He's going to give us info that no one else is going to get in this country.
Yep.
Right? So Shaka Ilembe Season 2. But before that, there's something we normally do on the show, and you don't have time to prep. So it is called Quick Fire Questions. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Lemogang, yes. Quick Fire Questions. Where are you from?
Mbange.
Awe.
Do you have a girlfriend?
It's complicated.
Which role do you wish you had never played?
I've loved everything I've done.
Yeah.
What was the worst audition you ever had?
For Tarzan.
Wow.
Interesting.
What's been your weirdest encounter with a fan?
Well, at a Chavez concert, I got kissed by an auntie.
Aww.
It was intense.
Wow.
Shame.
Yeah.
Can you go anywhere in South Africa, speaking of, where somebody doesn't recognize you?
Worcester in Cape Town.
Where did you go to school?
For primary school, I went to Grantham Park, and in high school, I went to Grantley College. Mm.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your favorite thing about KZN?
Oh my word, the weather and how green it is here. And you don't have to use as much lotion. I save so much money on lotion.
I know, right? Yeah. And Vaseline.
Yeah. It looks very dry.
What was the last thing Lemogang Tipa Googled?
We were having debates about actor salaries in America yesterday. So yeah. I think it was probably Robert Downey Jr., how he broke the record.
Oh, wow.
Made $75 million.
Sure.
Not a small amount of money.
No, that's proper.
Yeah. Well, we want to know this. When was the last time you had sugar or carbs? We've seen your bodies in every Shaka episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this cappuccino I'm drinking now doesn't have sugar. But we know the truth.
Is it difficult to wear ibeshu all day, every day?
Yes, only because we shoot in winter, in the heart of winter, and Johannesburg winter. It's not KZN in winter. It's grass freezes in the morning.
Yeah. And also, if you go to the installment there at Gateway, they show you all the things that were worn.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they have the closet there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Premiering on Mzansi Magic on Sunday, the 15th of June, is Shaka Ilembe 2, Lemogang Tipa, who plays the king, King Shaka, in Shaka Ilembe. He's here. Lemogang, how's it?
I'm very good. I'm very honored to be here.
So speaking of honor, I think it would have been and it must be an honor. You had the biggest shoes to fill with Henry Qele. He was the icon. He was the man we all had. I think even when we think of Shaka, well, we used to have this idea of Henry Qele. What is it like going into a role that's so iconic?
It's very intimidating. I always make the example of being a Vinicius Jr., seeing Cristiano Ronaldo walk off the field and they're like, here's jersey number 7. You know, it's quite an incredible thing. And I think even more daunting is even just playing the king, who has had such an incredible impact on history, to the point where his legacy, you know, is something that we still see and live within, you know, to this day. So it's two really massive, big pairs of shoes. But I trust the people that trust me with the position. And yeah, I just kind of humbly take it and try to do my best.
Nice.
So when you landed at King Shaka,
yeah,
did you like go, oh, this is my airport?
That's me.
Yeah. That was, literally the first thing I did. Yeah. I took a picture. I promise you. I took a picture and the caption says, me at my own airport.
Yes.
I was like, you know.
So when you, as an actor, so you're researching to play this role. You're researching Shaka Zulu, King Shaka. In your research, what was the most interesting thing you found out?
I mean, so the weird thing is he kind of exists because it was a time before, you know, sort of a formal documentation of history was there. So a lot of the stuff is oral, the way the history is preserved. So some stuff feels like myths, other stuff feels like legends, other stuff feels like truth. Mm. But one of the weird things that I learned, I don't know how far true it is, but it's something that was quite a consistent story, was that he had a speech, I wouldn't say impediment, but like he didn't speak...
Oh, wow.
Very, you know,
she
almost like Mike Tyson.
Oh,
yeah, that's okay. Obviously explains kind of like the short temper thing.
Yeah.
Why he was such a good fighter.
Wow. He had a speech impediment.
Allegedly.
That's fascinating.
Allegedly, yeah.
Sure. But it makes so much sense. If you think of the great world leaders who all had that challenge.
Yeah.
Even Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Wow.
So right now, exclusively to East Coast Breakfast, I told you, you know, a KZN boy.
Yes.
We're going to have to know one thing. I've been waiting for season two, like everyone else, on 10 Talks, waiting. I even follow your directors on social media to check. You got to tell us something. Give us one thing that no one else knows about that's happening in season two, please.
It's only us in this room.
It's just us. No one's won't tell
Nobody's
anyone.
Listening. No one.
Okay, so everybody put your radios on mute.
Yeah, switch your radio.
I think... One secret is Shaka might find love.
Oh, I'm so happy now.
Might.
Okay. Let me check the history books here.
Yeah. I even have goosebumps. No. I'm very excited.
Are you guys going into fiction? What's going on here?
No, I mean, man's got needs.
Maybe a secret love there.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, I think it's unfair that all the other kings have got so much love going on there.
Yeah. And okay.
It's Shaka's turn.
It's
definitely your turn.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Anything, something you want to tell us about those scenes?
I can't reveal too much. I got to have a Porsche staring at me. Ready to
How bump. Active are you during, obviously, when you're filming, you're busy, because your bodies, everybody's bodies on the show are absolutely incredible, and there's a very little costume that you have to cover up any insecurities. What is that like, filming like that?
Yeah, I'm a shadow of what I was on set right now. I'm sorry to bring you the worst version of myself, but we kind of really train very hard for it. They give us about 2 months to 3 months beforehand. We have a proper personal trainer. Mm. We get put on a proper nutrition plan and all that stuff. It's incredible. But for me, I don't know, like once I've put in the work, I'm happy to show it off. I'm like, I've been grinding away.
I've been working.
And I think one of the requirements for playing, you know, in this whole project is for you to kind of not be so physically self-conscious, because it's definitely going to get in the way, because you've seen the costumes. It's not much.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Lemogang Tsipa, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your Shaka.
Thank you guys for having me.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.